Clayton Luckey, a Dayton Democrat, has been charged with 49 crimes. FBI agent Ed Hanko helped compile the evidence that led to the indictments by a grand jury.
We all learned this as children. You don't cheat, lie, or steal. And when you're elected official, that goes even tenfold. And Mr. Luckey just never learned those are some tenets in life that we all go by.
The FBI and prosecutors say Luckey masterminded a scheme to dip into $130,000 of campaign money and convert at least some of it to his personal use. The plan was so elaborate, they say, it merited a first-degree felony charge, often associated with organized crime. It's called engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity. Among the charges, according to Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien, are theft in office, plus
money laundering that was done to accomplish that, tampering with records, tampering with evidence, forgery, election falsification, and then four counts relating to financial disclosure.
O'Brien says when Ohio elections officials did a spot check of Luckey's campaign expenditures and asked for canceled checks or invoices to back them up, Luckey fabricated invoices. The indictment alleges for the past 6 years, Luckey submitted financial disclosure and campaign documents with the apparent signature of Richmond Jones as his campaign treasurer. Jones was Luckey's personal accountant, but he told investigators those signatures were not his, and the FBI says it confirmed that. Agent Hanko says that means, as far as Luckey is concerned,
every signature and every submission he made since 2006 was false.
Luckey's financial moves were blatantly illegal, Prosecutor O'Brien says. One example he cites,
a direct transfer from his campaign account online to a home equity loan payment in the amount of $1,800.
Another example in the evidence, a check written out to the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus was deposited by Luckey into a personal account. Almost unbelievable. That's how FBI agent Hanko describes allegedly illegal moves by Luckey, even after he knew he was being investigated.
We interviewed him several times, but in March when we interviewed him, that he then went after then and submitted more false documents.
In June, another state legislator, Carlton Weddington, pleaded guilty to bribery and other charges and was sent to prison for 3 years. Now that Luckey has been indicted, a big question is, are the FBI and prosecutors targeting any more legislators? O'Brien and Hanko won't say, but they are warning white-collar criminals inside government to watch out because the FBI has forensic financial experts and other specialists on guard.
I know that there are other interviews that they intend to conduct in the next weeks and months.
We are aggressive. We have a whole squad now that are dedicated to public corruption and civil rights violations.
Representative Luckey has turned himself into the FBI, but he's not commenting on the indictments, and neither is his attorney. Prosecutors say the huge case against Luckey began with just one suspicious thing. A $300 campaign donation from a payday loan executive was reported on disclosure forms by the contributor, but not by Luckey's campaign. That started the probe that mushroomed into this 49-count indictment. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.